Online Podcast 147. Hello,
hello.
Hello, all of you. Welcome to Online Podcast. You're listening to John Ong. This is me. And how are you doing? I know it's been a long time. It feels like a long time for me before. I can't even speak now because I haven't been doing a show like this for a while because I've been doing interviews after interviews after interviews. Now, all those interviews are actually stacked up from that weekend where I, that weekend which I thought I was going to be at home a lot from the little liver biopsy that I was going to have, but it actually got cancelled. And so that's a good thing that I didn't have to go through that. But that's because, I mean, because I get to stay home for so long, I schedule a whole lot of interview. Oh my gosh, I'm losing it already. So I am back, ladies and gentlemen, but I have a very special message to play for you. Take a listen to this.
Really horny here. Muscle guy.
Oops, sorry.
Really horny here. Muscle guy. Bodybuilder type, looking for someone else who likes me, so...
Did he say fuck me? Did he say that?
Likes me, so... One else who likes me, so... Looking for someone else who likes me, so... Not quite sure what service this is, but I'm in North Carolina.
Okay, so that was a weird message that I got in my voicemail, my 206-888-JOHN. Now, just to clarify, I do not provide any extra service other than doing this show. So I do not know what this guy is looking for and how he found my number. Now, is this a joke from somebody? I would like to know. I do have the phone number. As you know, when you leave a voice message, I actually have your phone number. But, you know, I've been pretty good with just keeping it private, but I'm going to do the same thing for this case, but I never did call back. I don't know whether this is a joke or it sounds so serious though, and it's not a number that I would recognize from my regular call-in listeners, so it is interesting. And did he say
really horny here, muscle?
Now see, I heard that he said that really horny here, so muscle guy.
Bodybuilder type, looking for someone else who likes me, so.
Did he say looking for someone to fuck me? Oh my god, oh my gosh, that was interesting. So I got this message a while back, and I just haven't got a chance to play because I've been playing all the recorded messages. And the reason why I'm doing that also, 2 weeks ago was Easter. And Easter weekend, I was busy. I was supposed to be busy. I was scheduled to sing for two events, and I actually ended up only singing one, which actually was probably worked out just fine because I was about going crazy. There's a lot of work during the day, and also it worked late at my part-time job. So I'm glad it turned out to be... Am I recording? Gosh, I'm so out of it because I haven't done this for a while now. Okay, yeah, I am recording. So, anyway, happy Monday, all of you who are listening to this right after I post this. This is a Monday recording, April the 24th. And besides that interesting message that I got, I also got a message from Jason, and I'd like to play this for you. Listen to this.
Hey, John, it's Jason from Connecticut.
Hey, Jason.
Catching up with your April 6th show, finally, on... What is it, April 10th now? It was wonderful hearing you sing Happy Birthday in harmony with me. And, yes, my last name is pronounced...
Castanguay.
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 Castanguay. So cast in Guay. O-N is kind of like an I-N.
Castanguay.
Like that. So hopefully that helps. And, again, and thank you so much for mentioning my site on your show. That is wonderful. Thank you.
So, and, okay.
I hope you're well. And
yeah.
Hope everyone is well, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, and so all
take
of
care.
You know that.
Bye.
Take care to you too, okay? And I know that he's been absolutely very busy because his concert is coming up. His concert is actually this coming weekend. Is it a weekend? Today? If today's Monday, which is the 24th, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, it's Friday. It's the 28th of April, 28th, so it's a Friday. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. It's Friday, this coming Friday. So I know somebody from our listenership, somebody from Connecticut, is going to attend it. VJ Net. VJ is going to go to Jason's concert, and he has something special to deliver. Well, nothing really special, but you know, he'll deliver a message from me. VJ will, and I'm looking forward to that. You know what, VJ, if you listen to this before the show, I hope you do. You're always like, you know, very quick to respond to all my shows, so I hope that you'll listen to this. If you do, please, I know that Jason probably won't listen to this message until much later because he's probably rehearsing like crazy because of the show April 28th. And so, VJ, can you call from, if you have a cell phone, can you call 206-888-JOHN and report to us live from from the concert? I don't think you can record it while you are in the concert, but I don't want you to record it, but I just want you to call and like kind of do like a field report for me. Call 206-888-JOHN and then say, hey, this is VJ and here at in front of this Prospect United Methodist Church on 99 Summer Street, Bristol, Connecticut. And if you want to get concert tickets, I think you can still do so by call. I don't know whether it's sold out or not though, but if you want to, you can try 1-860-582-3443. If I'm not too lazy, I'll post that same information on my website. Otherwise, just go visit Jason's Keston Gway's website, which I forgot what it was. No, I'll probably post it on my show notes sometime in the future. And the reason why I have to rush is because it's almost it's kind of late and we have to eat. And hopefully, since I haven't eaten yet, I won't belch this as much as I usually would. I'm trying not to say ah and ums too much now because shit, I just said that because I heard from other shows that a lot of ums and ahs are being said. So I try not to do that. But anyway, going back to VJ. VJ, please do that. Call if you can. If you can call the number and then report where you are and what time it is, what are you feeling? Are you excited to see Jason? And also when you meet him, when you're delivering the message that I have for Jason, maybe you guys can call and just do a quick report back and see how the concert went and also how the meeting of the two listeners was like. The meeting singular, so was like. So that's a good thing to do, and I'm looking forward to hearing from VJ or Jason about the concert, and I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. Moving on to the next topic, and since I haven't been doing a weekly show, I think for the last 2 weeks I've been posting, well, last week I've been posting the pre-recorded shows, and I haven't sit down and on the computer and do this thingy. And I have this another message that is very special. Oh, I just belched. Oh my gosh. That was from a hunger. It just came up and I didn't even, it just came up. Okay, anyway, I'll play this message for you.
Hello, John. This is Brad from Chicago.
Hi, Brad.
I'm calling you from aboard a plane, so I'm pretty sure I'm your first listener.
Did you hear that? He's calling from a plane. Is that right?
I'm calling you from aboard a plane, so I'm pretty sure I'm your first listener to ever call you from a plane.
I think you're the first one.
I'm on my way to Los Angeles to take part in a tennis tournament.
Tennis tournament.
If you or your listeners want to see how I did, they can go to my website, bradhill.com, and all the information's there as to how I did by time.
He actually lost. I don't mean for this to be mean, but he wrote me an email later on saying he lost the tournament. But the cool thing is, can you imagine that? Now, I know that I don't have a lot of listeners because I have the stats in front of me, but the cool thing is, see, VJ is going to meet Jason Castanguay in Connecticut. And guess what? And Brett, when he was in California, I think in LA, he actually met another person from a party who listened to my show. Can you imagine how small the world is? I know that I don't have a lot of listeners, so it's not because I have thousands of listeners that I have hundreds of listeners. I used to have hundreds of listeners. Now I don't. And now I have like less than 200 free regular listeners. So anyway, it's very interesting that listeners are meeting other listeners. So listen
to this. This term will likely be over, but they can see how I did. As far as like promoting your show, I will send you an email when I get back. I've got a few mailing lists I belong to that I might be able to promote the show on.
Oh yeah, he was talking because I was talking about how I'm losing listenership. Yeah. You know, I don't sweat. And then if you can, of course I want to have more listeners, but I want to have listeners whom you think would really enjoy listening to the show. Not just, and I know the group, the mailing list that Brad was talking about, I know they definitely will be in that realm, in that area where the likelihood of them staying as listeners would be higher than just going out to, like, say, Adam Curry's show to do promotion. Oh my God, Adam Curry. So that brought a whole lot of discussion. If I have time, I'm going to talk about the whole Adam Curry and Madge Weinstein's drama. Just a little bit of my input, you know. Nobody cares about my input, but, you know, I'll inject it if I have time. So I'm going to move on to whatever I was talking about, which I already forgotten. Brad, oh yeah. So if you can, please help me promote the show and just tell your friends whom you think might be interested in listening to this show. And based on the last couple of interviews, I have several good interviews coming up also, which I will talk to you about after I play this message.
Go on. Not sure how good a flyer would be or how economical it would be, but mailing list, I mean, I belong to one that's got like 16,000 people on it, so you should be able to promote your show and get your name out there. I don't know how many.
Oh, I was talking about the flyers thing. No, of course I haven't done. Like all things that I talk about, and there's certain things that I know I'm going to do it for sure. Like the other day, remember a long time ago, I talked about several weeks ago, I talked about perhaps I'm going to take a walk to the bus station and then take a bus to work. I did not do it. And even when I was telling you that, I know that I was probably not going to do it. I haven't done it yet because I was getting late and I couldn't afford to walk there, take half hour to walk to the bus station and then take the bus to work. And then I'll be absolutely, totally, completely late. If you want to play... I mean, if you want to help me promote about the show, of course you can talk to your friends about the show. Just send them here. And I was actually thinking about creating when I have to have the time, or if you're a graphic designer, if you want to do a really nice looking pamphlet flyer for me. More, what I'm thinking about is mostly for a not just several pamphlets or flyers to give away to different people, but more so one of those flyers that you posted on some like YMCA bulletin board where you can peel a little tiny little corner out, you know, the bottom of the flyer where you can, you know, snip and people can tear it. And one of those, and have people just pull off the URL of my show and then go home and go to a computer and type that in and check out the show. So I was more thinking about that. If you're an Apple user, you can probably use one of those template that is in iWorks, you know, what is it called? Pages, that those kind of application. But I'll be thinking about that. I should be the one doing this. I shouldn't be passing the torch to the listeners. But if you're good and if you have time, please do that for me. And I will continue.
How many referrals you've gotten
to your website from Asians of Friends Chicago, because I put that link up there.
Yeah. I don't know, you know. If you are a listener now, a fairly new listener from referred to here by Brad on the, what is it, AF Chicago, I think it's AF Chicago, Asian and Friends Chicago, afchicago.org. If you referred to here, if you came here from Asians and, oh, new website, kind of like a little updated website. I like that. Did you do that, Brad? I kind of like the updated website. So there is a link somewhere. I think under links, obviously, there is a possibly, oh yeah, on the right hand side, ooh, kind of big, online podcast link. So if you are coming, if you came here from the Asians and Friends Chicago website, please drop me a line, and so that I know that if it's working, actually, because Brett is helping me promote the show. That is so sweet of him. And it's so nice of him to be calling me from the plane. Isn't it expensive? Are you flying at that time, or are you actually taxiing where you can actually use your cell phone to call? I'm not sure.
Anyway, I guess that's it.
Oh, yes, that's it.
I hope everything is well, and
everything
I
is
will
well.
Let everybody know how I didn't want to get back.
Okay, he lost. So mean. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Brett. He lost. And, okay, so I'm going to try to find, if I can find Brett's email. Loss. I type in Google search Brad Loss, Brad Lose, Brad Losing the Tournament. Or I should type in Tournament. Okay, this is so boring. Tournament. Oh, here it is. Okay, he says, I forgot what that is now. But anyway, Brad, thank you for the message. And, oh, yeah, yeah, here it is. He said that he actually met somebody. I think I told you this. Yeah, he met somebody from in California who also listened to my show. That is so exciting. No, since Brad, kind of the name slipped Brad, Brad couldn't remember what your name is. If you're listening to this, if you are the person who was at the party in California and met Brad, can you please email me? Online at gmail.com and just let me know what your name is, and then maybe you guys can get together again and maybe call in together and talk about the very rare opportunity or coincidence that you can, two of my listeners, and I have like really right now, gee, maybe my downloads were probably about 240, 250. I think actual listeners listen to the show is probably about 170, 180, maybe, perhaps, I don't know. So it's interesting. It's in Pasadena. Yeah, it's in Pasadena. So interesting. And if you're that person, please let me know. And if you're also coming over from afchicago.org, please drop me a note. And I'm trying to catch up with a lot of stuff that I didn't get to talk about when I was playing all those pre-recorded shows. So now I'm maybe a little bit behind now. So I've played this message. Oh shit, I always do this. I'm really pulling up. Okay, while I'm doing this, actually I should tell you that I was the few days ago, beginning of the week, I was actually talking to, what's his name? No, I wasn't talking to anybody. I'm just not, I cannot, what is it? Multitasking? I cannot multitask. Okay, VJ also, for those of you who do not frequent the website frequently, who do not go to the website frequently, should go to onlinepodcast.com and check out some of the comments, because sometimes I do have some interesting comments on there, and you can meet new people. Like VJ, for instance, was commenting about somebody's post that they like the Cliffy's. I see, that's my problem again. The Cliffy's comment was it? Oh, Chi. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, Colin from Australia said that. Oh, for some reason, I love this show. This is like show 146, Cliffy on One is Fat. And VJ said that he loved all the shows mainly because of the wonderful and lovely, fabulous, talented people on it. Oh, thank you. This is sweet, VJ. VJNet, please do the call-in. Shit, I'm wasting time. Oh, I was going to tell you about this. Was it Monday? No, the Tuesday. Thursday. It was Thursday. Because on Thursday, last Thursday, we have a whole bunch of, because the week before, we sort of missed our trash pickup because I forgot about it. And so we have quite a few bags of trash on the street this week. Now, we've taken out several bags and Bruce has set it out and I was also scooping the cat poo in the morning. And usually I manage to scoop out all those poos and, you know, put it in a trash bag and set it on the curbside, on the, by the street so that the trash people can pick it up. And for some reason I missed it. That I saw the trash truck came and I missed the truck. And therefore I was already, you know, I have my bag and everything, going to work and I have the trash bag out. And it's like, oh my gosh, I missed it. So I put the trash bag with the cat poop in it and also, you know, a little bit of some kitchen trash. And I put it in my car and I started chasing the trash truck. I was behind the trash truck and I don't want to be too obvious to like drive to the trash truck and here you go, here's a bag of trash. And they might not even take it from me. I don't know. And so I end up driving ahead of them and trying to go to the street where the trash is still there. But I just couldn't. I just keep driving into the street. I saw one street that has the trash still out, haven't been picked up. And then I tried the other. It's too late for me to turn back. So I sort of like hope that the other street would actually have some. Gosh, I was hoping that there are other streets that are still, the trash is still haven't picked up. Gosh, I can't even speak. But I couldn't find one, so I have to go back and go onto that street. And so I can see the trash truck coming toward me, and I don't want to leave trash back on somebody's house. So I was hoping that there'll be a house for sale. And I actually saw two of them. One looked like there might still be people in that house, so I kind of kept on going until I find a house that looked like it's completely empty. And I pull up my car and I opened the door and put the trash out and then quickly ran into my car and drove away. I hope they pick it up. So that was my weird experience on Thursday because I have to chase a trash truck, for goodness sake. And so I actually sent myself a show note on what to talk about. Let me see if I talk about this idea yet or not. Oh my gosh, I'm running out of time. Yeah, oh, chain email. Oh yes, I've been getting some chain email. I don't like chain email. So do you know one of those stupid things that whether it's regarding gas prices or what? I've been getting those. If you happen to be the one that put me on those lists, please take me off those lists. I don't need those kind of chain email. You know, chances are I'm getting those from somebody else already. And I usually tell people very politely, you know, if you, I do get a big amount, a huge volume of email. I'm not talking about online@gmail.com. Besides that, I also have like 10,000 other emails. So I already get a lot of chain email. So please don't forward me any chain email. If you want to forward me a chain email, somebody actually sent me those 70s babies, 80s babies. Those are actually sort of fun. But what you want to do is actually customize it by saying, okay, I thought this might be a good, interesting topic for your show or something, and then send it to me. I don't need any more chain emails. Likely, the chances are the ones that you send, I already have. And again, I want to, I don't think I can cover all those emails that I missed last time. I'm not going to talk about the Adam Curry, Madge Weinstein stuff this week. I have an interesting interview coming up next week. I don't know which one I'm going to play. I am going to play our lovely Rebecca Becky Nay from trannyrec.com this Thursday, the interview that I did with her during my homesick vacation at home, or whatever, sick leave. And I get to talk to her and conducted an interview that is very informative and fun. So I'll be playing that next week. I mean, not next week, but this Thursday. And then on the following Thursday, I actually will be playing a very, very interesting interview that I am lucky enough to be able to talk to from this website called, I think this, The Story of J&K or Story of K&J or J&K, I forgot. When the show is up, I will post the link on my show. But it's very interesting. It's someone from Malaysia who is completely not out in a, well, not out, he's out to himself, but not out to in public. And was in a relationship and just now has broken up with his boyfriend because of, or whatever reason it is. I think his boyfriend found another person. So that is the gist of it. But next Thursday, this Thursday, we'll hear from Becky, a tranny, a transsexual individual, which I personally don't have too much information besides having an aunt she's a transgender individual who a male to female, and so she was always in our family, all the family Chinese New Year's family gatherings and all that. She's always there. She's very tall, and we just all knew that she was a transgender person. But we did look at her slightly differently, but not in a negative way. We just know that she is different, and. But we never really, the whole family, I don't know about the extended family, but at least my family, my parents never said anything bad about being a transgender person or imply that it's bad or it's wrong or it's evil. And which is really good for all of us because we never really grew up laughing, teasing, or looked down on people who are different. And luckily because I'm gay and I'm different. And so, but again, being gay and being a transgender person, again, it's a two different stories. It's a two different story. Oh my gosh, the phone is ringing. Let me see, who is this? I don't want to pick up the phone. I'm going to let Bruce pick it up. But anyway, being a transgender person is different from being a gay person. I mean, obviously, you're facing the society with something more public because, you know, it's external. So we will listen to the stories from Becky from Training Rec next podcast, which is on Thursday. And then on the following week, on the following Thursday, typically I do my interviews on Thursday. So on the Thursday, we will be talking to one of the guys from the K&J. I think it's K. Yes, I forgot the name. But anyway, I'm wasting too much of the time now talking about crap. But before I go, I want to talk to you about this. I think I was talking to Cliffy about... It pains me to say it, you know, when the expression, it pains me to say it. And I got this message from Stephen from what is this show? Ghetto Radio, oh no, something. RadioGay.ca. Now he has a show, you can find his show on RadioGay.ca, but he has this thing, a show called Beyond... or something. Beyond the Ghetto. Yeah. Beyond the Ghetto. And also Within the Village. And you can listen to his show if you go to RadioGay.com. I mean, RadioGay.ca. RadioGay.ca. And, okay, so his response, well, his email that he sent in, he talked about people actually do say it pains me. And it's not a common American expression, but it is said in Canada and it is said in England. So But yeah, so there you go. It is an actual. That's why I say that, you know, Cliffy. I have heard expressions like that said, like, you know, I instead of saying teach, you'd say learn. You know, get those mixed up. Some of my Japanese friends have that problem, and so that was that. And if you didn't listen to Cliffy's episode, you probably don't know what I'm talking about. And he was saying that he was giving some tips of how deep throat and all that, how do you pronounce a certain thing with the the ah, the o. What am I thinking about? For some reason, I'm thinking about there. I have like another voicemail that I haven't played. But if there's anything else that you sent in from like 2 weeks ago until now that I haven't played, or if I forgot about your email, please email me back. I just have been a busy bitch that I haven't really had time to look closely on what email I've responded or talk about on the show. But anyway, the next thing that he said was that my podcast, my accents actually, as you know, obviously it's very different from Cliffy, and mine sound a little bit Bostonian and a bit British. And the reason, and I have to explain this to you, Stephen from Ghetto, from Beyond the Ghetto, the reason why it sometimes sneak out a little bit of a British accent or pronunciation is because I am actually, when I grew up, I actually learned the Queen's English, the British English. But obviously, most of our teachers do not speak like, you know, even they're teachers, but they have the local influence, the Chinese influence and the Indian influence or any other cultural influences, that their English is not completely sounding like the British. But because of the history, because we were the British colony, that we, just like Canada, a colony? They're probably not a colony, but anyway. But, you know, Commonwealth, I guess they are. I don't know. Please educate me. Stephen, please educate me. Are you I don't know whether it's a British colony or not. But anyway, let's move on. That's why I sound a bit British at times. And especially when I'm giving instruction, usually I would get very proper, because I try to pronounce and enunciate more clearly. Oh, I want to say a hi to Key. I don't know whether you're still listening. Key from Keypod Radio. I absolutely enjoy your last show. And I remember you talk about, oh my gosh, it's past 30 minutes. I remember you talk about Milo, or Milo, as I say. Milo is chocolate drink, if you are not aware of it. It's this chocolate drink, kind of like Ovaltine. A lot of people will probably know Ovaltine, but Milo is actually a better brand. Ovaltine, maybe it's cheaper. Maybe Milo is cheaper. Milo is cheaper. And I don't remember. But Milo is very popular. It's in this green tin. And also now they come in 3-in-1 sachet, which means it has the cocoa mix. It has milk and sugar in it. So you just have to pour, and Bruce absolutely love it. And this, the theme song, I'm not theme song, the jingle for the commercial is Milo Milo anda jadi sehat dan kuat, and I've forgotten about it until Key actually sang it on his show, and I was like, oh my gosh, I remember this. Milo Milo anda jadi sehat dan kuat. Oh, interesting. All these jingles coming back from my childhood. But good job on the show. I absolutely love it. And if you are interested in Malaysian living abroad, again, you can go check it out at the other place, which is what, Keypod Radio. I forgot the link. I think it's like keypod.libsyn.com, something like that. I don't remember. Just Google it. You'll find it. And if I'm good enough, I will actually tell you what it is. Okay, I'm going to end the show. Sorry. It's taking too long now. Oh, and Stephen is actually an ESL teacher, English as a Second Language teacher. No wonder such good tips from you, huh? Anyway, he said that he learns Japanese, blah, blah, blah. I'm reading the email. Okay, I'm going to skip the email now. I'm going to go straight to the last thing. I promise you, this is going to be the last thing. What's his name? monkey, something monkey. I was last night, well, not last night, it was the night before I came home and I went to, like I always do, I go to different websites. And part of the reason is because I want to see what Madge or Richard would respond to the whole very angry podcast that Adam Curry did. I don't want to spend any time talking about those. I think both parties have to have their wrong part on how the message was sent. I don't want to tell you exactly what yet until I have time to talk about it, so I'm not going to go into the detail. But I think both have their mistakes, Adam Curry and Madge both. I will talk about that if I want to in the future. If I don't want to, then remind me. Or if I don't forget. If I don't remember. Gosh, I'm so out of practice. If I don't remember, please remind me. And so I went to Madge's website, and one thing that's really cool, which is yeastradio.com. One thing really cool about it is she added this chat widget or something on the WordPress on her website, and you can go there and actually chat with the listeners. So it was really fun, and I'm thinking about doing one for my Penang Hokkien. I don't know if I want to do it for my online podcast, though, because online podcasts do not use WordPress. And so I get to chat with a few people, Andy from Andy Melton. Oops, Andy from whatever his website is. I just say his full name. Andy from Melton. Oh, I said that again. Andy from whatever website his website is, right? Andy Melton from... Okay, now that I said it. He was chatting with me, and then I was also talking to this monkey guy. And he said that... Because, you know, I call myself Miss Penang. So if you go there, because Madge calls me Miss Penang, if you go to the website, you can go to whose website and Yeast Radio and actually chat on that website with the Madge's listeners. And so I was Miss Penang, and one of the guys whose nickname or whatever the chat name was something something monkey, and he was saying, I like Miss Penang's voice. His voice is very sexy. And I said thank you, of course, but I don't think I have ever been nobody has ever said anything about my voice being sexy. And I think it's all because of this $99 microphone that I got for my birthday. So thank you very much for Mr. Monkey. If you're listening to this, thank you so much. And yeah, that's it, I guess. So don't, this means that I have to end the show, sorry. Oh my god, almost 40 minutes! So I should do this show more often, but I want to remind you that you can always go to onlinepodcast.com and find out more information there. And thank you for VJ! Thank you for VJ for purchasing the t-shirts from podcastersunite.com also, too. Thank you so much. I'll send that out today, Monday. And What else? Oh gosh, my time is no, I want to talk more yet, so I'm repeating this song. I want to remind you to please stay subscribed, because interesting tranny rec Becky Nay is coming this week on Thursday, and on Monday I'll do another live show again, and then on next Thursday I'll be playing a message from that guy that was talking about KNJ, blah blah blah. And anything else I want to talk about? Maybe not. So thank you so much, and I'll talk to you later. Bye. Don't forget to smile. Ta-ta.